That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go with another episode of Save City of Heroes Radio. I am your host from the Virtue Server, Pogo Man. I'm here everywhere. Eyes in the sky, voice through the air, etc., etc., and so on. Sorry, I'm by myself right now. We're having some technical difficulties getting Mad Viking on the air. We found out where Tony V's been. He's been on a cruise. And he's won another cruise, it seems like. So good on him. But he said he is flying home tonight during the show. I don't know if he's listening. If you're listening, Tony, we miss you, buddy. Come back soon. Hopefully you'll be here next week with us. And still no Mad Viking. Oh, no. What to do? Well, we're just going to keep talking. Let me start with superhero news. I still haven't seen the new X-Men movie yet. Shame on me. Hopefully early next week I will see it. I was going to take my nephew, and he went away for the weekend. I know I should have went by myself, but I did promise him. So it looks like Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm going to go check this movie out, finally. All right. I just got an aww from Mad Viking in the chat. I don't know. I think that's a bad thing. I don't know. Waiting for him to respond. Sorry about that. I do have other superhero news, comic bookdom. My goodness, DC Rebirth continues to be awesome. Marvel Comics Civil War 2 issue 1 came out this week. Very cool. I wasn't sure where they were going at first, and I checked it out. I read the whole issue. I did. And I said, oh, that's where they're going with this one. Okay. I wish you would respond to me and let me know what happened. Hold on, we got some drama here. I mean, not drama, just some. Let me see, I'm going to type. What happened? What happened, Mad Viking? He's not responding. Why won't he respond to me? Oh, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. We got some movie news. While he's trying to get on air. No Dawn Radio either when he rebooted. All right, so really quickly, from superherohype.com, they have some news. Let's see here. First of all, Supergirl, first season DVD and Blu-ray was announced. It will be out on August 9th of this year. You can pre-order your copy today. And some of the extra features will be the 2015 Comic-Con panel, The Man from Mars, Superman once described John Jones as the most powerful being on the face of the earth. This documentary will explore John Jones' current circumstances on Supergirl as the alien who swore an oath to a dying father to protect his daughters. Another feature will be A World Left Behind, Krypton. Kara Zor-El's home planet of Krypton was destroyed in the opening minutes of the pilot. It was a spectacular futuristic society filled with mystery and intrigue. This documentary will explore the history of this famous planet and its role and depiction in Supergirl. And there'll be a gag reel and deleted scenes. So there you go. Alright, that's Supergirl news. And of course, everybody knows Season 2 will be on the CW. Or DCW, as I dubbed it way before they did. I beat them to the punch. I should have coined that. I should have got an email address or something. You know, set up a web page for that. Damn it. All right. News. Batman vs. Superman. Dawn of Justice. Ultimate Edition trailer debuts new footage. Ooh. Warner Brothers Pictures has officially released the Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice Ultimate Edition trailer, showing off new bits of footage from the extended edition of the film. The theatrical and extended cuts of the film will be available digitally, I tell you, on June 28th, and on home media on July 19th, and that can be pre-ordered today. Let's see here, the special features set to debut on the release include Uniting the World's Finest, Gods and Men, A Meeting of Giants, The Warrior, The Myth, The Wonder, Accelerating Design, The New Batmobile, Superman, Complexity and Truth, Batman, Austerity and Rage, Wonder Woman, Grace and Power, Batcave, Legacy of the Lair, The Might and the Power of a Punch, The Empire of Luthor, and Save the Bats! So there you go, and I believe, it doesn't say here, but I believe they said it's going to have an R rating. Because the deleted scenes they added in are really violent. And plus the fact that Deadpool just did so awesome in the movies that... That's that. Now, why is he trying to call me? No. I don't know what's going on. Sorry about that, guy. I'm trying to help him get in here. I told him just to call. All right, so if anybody wants to call in, how about this one, guys? If anybody wants to call in, join me on air. You have one of two ways of doing so. You could either call in at 646-478-0073, or if you're one of the many, many people in the Blog Talk chat room, thank you all for tuning in tonight. You guys rock. You scroll up to the top of the page. There will be a blue square with a white S in the middle. That stands for Skype, not Superman or any other superhero. You click on that, and it's a free call into the studio. And as I've been saying now for over 4 years, free is good in today's economy. And I want to thank Astrothea, Hordax, and Jack Victory for hanging out with me on the steps of City Hall in Atlas Park in beautiful downtown Paragon chat. Thank you guys for hanging out, holding torches. And let's see, Code Warrior, Lord Amadeus, and Mad Viking are in the Blog Talk Radio chat. A couple of guests were there a few minutes ago. I'm sure they'll be back and other people are logging in. Okay, no word from him. Sorry about that, guys. Okay, comic book news. IDW Publishing announces Hasbro crossover comic book series. As Paramount sorts out their own Hasbro cinematic universe, IDW Publishing is preparing to create a world of their own with the very same properties in a new comic book crossover called Revolution. Co-written by Cullen Bunn and John Barber, with art by Fico Osio, the Revolution event marks the birth of a comic book crossover that will be comprised of not only the Transformers and G.I. Joe properties, but also all new properties, Micronauts, ROM, and Action Man, as well as the launch of a long-awaited Mask Mobile Armored Strike Command series. IDW stresses that the event is not a reboot of their previously published Hasbro comics, but it will instead take many of the building blocks of what has come before and build on them anew, bringing all these elements together in an epic event that results in an all-new status quo for all involved. Everything fans have enjoyed up to this point remains intact as part of this ongoing continuity. The ramifications of Revolution will extend well beyond the event, as well as these iconic characters will henceforth exist in the same universe, altering the scope of IDW editorial in all the Hasbro series from this moment onward. The Revolution series builds out of a detail that was introduced in IDW's first ever issue of Transformers in 2005, said IDW's chief creative officer, Chris Ryle. So, to finally be able to build upon the various story elements we've seeded over the years, and which come into play in a big way starting with July's ROM number 1 even before the launch of Revolution, is a blast. We've been working toward a full-fledged universe for some time, and it's great fun to be able to finally bring it to vivid life, especially since it allows us to give the world new titles like the very requested Mask, as well as some exciting new books still to be announced. All right, so there you go. Okay, so they're saying here is Revolution rolls out, each associated series will receive its own Revolution one-shot that ties into the main event. Revolution will feature an array of variant covers with stunning cover art by Brandon Peterson, Trad Moore, John Byrne, James Biggie, Adam Riches, Guido Guidi, Ken Christensen, Art Balthazar, and more. So it says here, nothing will be the same after the Revolution erupts this September with issues 1 and 2, plus one-shot tie-ins from G.I. Joe, Micronauts, and ROM, all available to order together. Comics set to tie in the event. Okay, and there's a whole list here. Events, and it looks like that's going to be a huge crossover event. Okay, I have somebody on hold. Let me bring them on. Hello.
Don't celebrate too big. Like I said, my signal is lousy at best.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, For the time being, Mad Viking is here.
At least until my signal dies.
It's fine. I'm gonna Every send positive energy at the signal won't die until 10:32.
Yeah, I don't know what went on, but
Well,
for those who don't know, she's been trying to get me on, and one way or another, everything was just going lousy. So I'm now relying on a one-bar cell signal.
Oof. Well, welcome, sir. And hello, Saber. Welcome to. I see here in the Paragon chat. Hi, Saber. Tune in with us. Hold on, let me do this here. Okay. Whoops. Caps locks was all screwed up. I hate when that happens. So how's it going? Other than technical difficulties, I'm glad you're here, sir. Welcome to the show. How are things going with you?
Well, it was a rough night here. For those who know, I do some DJ on Dawn Radio, and because of the windows that I have to use Winamp as my broadcasting, and I was ready to grab the sledgehammer.
Isn't that always the way?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we even made a special ad for it. We call it the Winamp Smoothie Maker. Change any song into a smoothie. It's where it sounds like double speed and gibberish.
That's awesome. Well, since you're here, before anything bad happens, we we're just like 49 days, 19 hours, 44 minutes, and like 20-something seconds away from a big event.
Yep, DawnCon 2.
The quest for more money.
A Comic-Con-style event that will be held on Champions July 23rd from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yes. Should I just play the promo? Hold on. How about we let this gentleman do it? Hold on. Hang on, guys. For those who want to know about DawnCon 2, take it away, Mr. Announcer.
The first one took Champions by storm. It's time to answer the call again. It's DawnCon 2, a Comic-Con-style event to be held July 23rd from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. A celebration of all things superhero, gaming, anime, and cartoons. Hosted by Paragon Dawn. Music provided by DJ Steel and Diamond D of Cape Radio. Guests include, but not limited to, Pogo Man and Tony V of the Save COH podcast. Swackhammer, letterer of the digital comic Zombie Ever After. Soft Lips, listen as she takes us on how Carnuga is made. More to be listed at www.paragondawn.com and the Facebook page. Join us for DawnCon 2, July 23rd from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern in the Champions Headquarters. DawnCon 2, because we can.
Well, I got news to do to you. I finally got the invite, so let me hang up and I'll switch.
Oh, great. Okay. When you come back, we'll talk about some comic book goodness. Yay, he's got the invite. I'm so happy. All right.
They're racing in now. Okay, talk to you in a bit.
All right, talk to you in a bit. Okay. Now he's got all the invites. Okay. All right, Mad Viking will be right back. We're still going to be here. I'm going to play a quick song, if you don't mind. And we will... Okay, this is a really cool song from Kirby Crackle. I Want to Live in a World Full of Heroes. And this is so apropos. I'm going to play this. We'll be right back. Hopefully Mad Viking will be here and we can get down to business. On Safe CWH Radio. You know, on second thought, he's here. All right, screw it. You called in really fast. Okay, we're not going to play a song. Hello?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Boy, that was a fast song break. I think it lasted 0.3 seconds. I was going to play a song. I didn't know how long it was going to take you. I was like, oh, never mind. Screw it. We'll just stay on air.
Yeah.
All right, so. Well, I feel much better now that you're here like this.
Now I just got to adjust so I can only hear you and not everything else that's going on.
That's right. And for those who missed it before, we did find out what happened to Tony V. He has been missing for a few weeks. He was on a cruise. And apparently he's in the running to win a better cruise, I think, and some money was involved. If you go to his if you go to his Facebook page, he explained what happened. But he told me he is flying home right now. I talked to him. He sent me a message early this morning that he would be flying home tonight. And hopefully he will be here next week. Now, next week, we're going to do a Thursday night show because I'm going to Eternal Con on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
Eternal Con will start, I think it goes from like 7 to 11 and beyond on Friday night. And by that, I mean, you know, it officially opens its door at 7, but I have a VIP membership, so I can get in at 6. But I want to get there early because, you know, I want to get in the line. I want to make sure I get there early. I want to get all my swag, and I want to look around. I want dibs.
Of course.
And I don't know what's going to happen after that, but I got a motel room. And believe it or not, it's like 10, 15 minutes away from the place. And that was the only place in – that was the only rooms available. I don't know if that many people are going to this thing or there's other events in the area that weekend, but it is going to be a crazy weekend from when you hear a lot of hotels are sold out.
Well, I mean, that's good for the community.
Oh, yeah. And everybody was thinking maybe they've got a block, you know, maybe the convention got a block of hotels. No, because I called the main hotel and asked them about that, and they said, no, we don't even have anything on our registry for this Eternal Con that's going on. So I was like, wow.
Rider convention?
Maybe.
Just look for Fez hats.
Yeah. But I did say this. I said this last week. I told people during the week. I said, as soon as I find out when it is next year, I'm reserving a room. I could do that. I could reserve a room that early, right?
Check with Hotwire.
Yeah, I'll check. I don't care how much it's going to be next year. I just want the official. You know what it is? When you're at the official hotel, groups plan things for events at the hotel for afterwards, after convention hours. And that's the one thing. I'm going to miss out on a lot of cool stuff this year. But I'm just happy to be going this year.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Because I did try this convention like 2 years ago. And it was called Blood and Babes, and I mentioned on the show, and it was horrible. It was just awful. It was awful. I mean, it was to the point that, like, half the guests, half the media, you know, the guests who were supposed to be there signing autographs, they went drinking the night before. They went there the first night, and they went drinking the night, and the main day Saturday, half of them didn't show up. And then Sunday, half of the people that made it didn't even show up. It was horrible. It was bad. It was just, it was ridiculous. They never did it again after that.
And that I can believe.
Because my friend who was there, my artist friend, he was there, and what he always says is, you hear noise, and it sounds like a lot of people were there. But remember, you can only hear the people around you, so that could be like 20, 30 people making a lot of noise, and that could be the whole convention. He goes, you have to cover your ears and walk around the convention and see what's going on. And I did that at one point, and I saw a lot of miserable vendors. I saw a lot of empty booths. I saw a lot of empty chairs and a lot of vacant walking space.
Oy.
Exactly. You know that. That means... No, I guarantee you this is the last one. I was ready to stay till 7 o'clock. I got there when it opened. I got there a little bit early because they told everybody, if you get there early on Saturday, free bagels. And a lot of people heard this. They never set the bagels up. They had bags of bagels and cream cheese, and they just left them on the side. Somebody thought that there was going to be a bagel vendor there. It's like, no, and we're telling them, and somebody copied the thing. And finally, people walked up to the guy who was running it saying, we were promised free bagels. Okay, since you asked nicely, you guys could have one. It's like, well, who the hell said, you know, it's like, wait a minute. what the hell is going on here? So I knew right away. Then they were supposed to have a horror movie fest. So I was like, all right, my back is really killing me. My right knee was going numb, you know, for my disability. I said, all right, you know, I'm going to go sit down and watch some movies. You know, maybe my knee will feel better. Go talk to my friend later on. Maybe we'll go do dinner or whatever, right? No. They never opened the room that they were showing the movies in. I was like, what's going on with the movie festival? You know, in quotations. Cause, and it was like, oh, we don't know. We don't know what happened with it. And people were just fat. Yeah, and really, they couldn't find. It was in a mall. This convention was on the top floor of a mall. And it turned out this mall had seen better days. The reason they got the space, because the mall was on the verge of closing. There were very few places. There was a food court that never opened when we were there. There was a Dave & Buster's on the first floor that does very well because their entrance is on the outside. It's not even in the mall. So. And pretty much that's the only things that did business.
Oy.
And it was like, wow. So I told my friend, luckily I only bought the ticket. I was with him. I bought a few things from him. And because I went there, that's how I got that writing gig that time, that Christmas story thing. I talked to him. I went home. And I kept sending him messages on Facebook Messenger. He goes, oh, my God. He goes, I said Sunday. I was like, how bad is Sunday? He goes, it is worse today than Saturday. I was like, oh, my God. So beware. You know, it's nice to go to these conventions and help support them. But be wary. But Eternal Con, it's been going on, I think, now for almost – it's been going on for a few years. And it's like I used to go to this thing called Icon they had on Long Island. And from what I'm hearing, this is basically the new Icon. This thing is doing really well. So, obviously, by the way that, you know, things are selling out. And it's kind of cool. I'm trying to find out where. It's located at the Cradle of Aviation Museum. So, even if you get tired of the convention itself, you could go walk around and check out that stuff. They're going to have a movie prop display. Outside, they're going to have a vehicle show. It's going to be a huge parking lot, they say, with all your favorite vehicles from, you know, like the Batmobile, the Ghostbusters vehicle, the DeLorean from Back to the Future. Saturday morning, this year it's going to be the third annual costume parade they have to start off the convention on Saturday. There's going to be an art show, which is going to some kids events, I think, and even Friday night. Now, I'm not a New York Mets fan. Otherwise, I might have gone to this. They have a deal with the New York Mets. They have tickets, and it's costume night. And so, and they get a block of tickets, and everybody who, you know, if you want to go, if you're a cosplayer, you show up in costume. I think you get a discount on your ticket. And, you know, you just hang out. I think you're even allowed onto the field at one point. They have people come onto the field, maybe during the seventh inning stretch or whatever. But I think that's pretty cool. Yes.
Now, you mentioned movies.
Yes.
Okay. Now, remember 2 weeks ago the uproar about the Ghostbusters trailer?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it has continued and went to the next level. Are you ready for this one?
Hit me with it. Hit me.
Writer-director Judd Apatow believes he knows where all the hate for the upcoming all-female Ghostbusters reboot is coming from. Namely, supporters of Donald Trump. That's right. If you saw that trailer and you hated it, it means you're voting for Trump.
And the asshattery continues.
This just went into a whole new category. I'm sure there's right now a couple of people who are not Trump fans are going like, I'm what?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What if like you don't like the trailer to begin? It was an okay trailer, but yeah, I wasn't saying it was awful, but you know, I was going to wait like a week or two to hear reviews of what other people who went to see it thought. You know, but I wasn't going to judge it off a trailer. I mean, I've seen trailers that seem really cool, and the movie's just awful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw it in the news In an interview with UpRocks, the 48-year-old director defended Ghostbusters director Paul Feig and predicted the film would be successful to fight the vocal backlash from angry trolls. I quote, "I would assume there's a very large crossover of people who are doubtful Ghostbusters would be great and people excited about the Donald Trump candidacy. I would assume they are the exact same people." So, you didn't like that trailer? You're a Trump voter.
Bastards.
I mean, wow. I've had people going like, yeah, this is ridiculous. But there it is, black and white. UpRocks. I'll see if I can get the article so you can read it yourself so there's not a whole lot of doubt on this one.
Yes, please. That would be cool. I could read it on air, too, if you want. Okay, Cold War says he didn't like the trailer and he's a Sanders man. See? It was all right, but, you know.
Well, with me, like I said the first time, when you say 30 years ago, four scientists saved New York City, and then you find out the news storyline has no connection to those four scientists.
Right, so why even mention it in the story? That's what I don't get. Why even mention that fact?
Okay, I found a link.
Okay. You know, that's like saying 30 years ago a cosmically epic event happened. This movie has no connection to that whatsoever. Huh?
You know, that's us going in long, long ago in a galaxy far, far away and then put Battlestar Galactica in it.
Yes. Well, my favorite, oh, speaking of that, Peter David, he said this the one time. You remember when Battlestar Galactica was like, there's something with the Cylons. They had a plan. And he goes, and they should have put this. It wasn't a very good plan.
There you all go. Right. There's the link.
All right. So here it is. Judd Apatow went after those who are critical of the reboot of Ghostbusters, linking those who've already decided they hate the new version of the film with those who support Donald Trump. Okay. In an interview that he gave to UpRocks and which was summarized in The Guardian, Apatow spoke about his new film, Popstar, Never Stop Popping, which opens Friday, June 3rd. Hey, that's today. During the interview, Apatow was asked how he felt about the attacks on Ghostbusters, whose remake with women playing the titular, wow, you got to be careful with that one, titular role has generated controversy among those who see the original as that should not have been touched. Apatow's blunt response was that the reaction is being driven by idiots who do not want to evolve. All right, here's this quote. I would assume there's a very large crossover of people who are doubtful Ghostbusters will be great and people excited about the Donald Trump candidacy. I would assume they are the exact same people. That movie is made by the great Paul Feig and stars the funniest people on earth. So I couldn't be more excited. I think people pay too much attention to just some angry trolls, and it will be judged on its own greatness. I don't think anything really matters the way you think it does. The movie comes out, and it will be great, and people will just be happy to have it. It's not like anybody really cares about a couple of idiots who hold on to the idea that things never evolve. I always think, you know, we have our past, and if you come up with a new cool way to do something, then that's exciting, and hopefully it will make a lot of people happy. And Ghostbusters is going to star Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones, and it's going to debut in the States on July 15th. Okay, first of all, Mr. Apatow, you must never assume anything. Second of all, I think this is like reverse pressure. If you don't like this movie, you're an idiot who likes Donald Trump. You see what I'm saying here? Like, I'm not an idiot. I'm going to go see this movie. That's what it seems like. It's like, you know, like if you don't eat that, you've got cooties. Like, come on. What?
It's like, and from what I understand here, the trailer has passed the hate count even over the likes of Justin Bieber.
Wow. Okay, my question is, Oh, that's funny. All right, Taki said Paragon chat, he goes, the bigger surprise that Uproxx actually broke news on anything. Aren't they just a clickbait advertiser? Well said. Well said, Taki. Well said, sir. But, I don't get. It's like, oh, okay, you know what I'm going to compare this to? Do you remember when the Fantastic Four movie was coming out? And people said people didn't like the trailer or go to see it because they're racist because there's a black guy playing the Human Torch. It's the fact that the director even apologized the day it was opening. That he knew it was going to be bad. Okay? It's the fact that people who knew what the basic plot was, that they went totally different from the origin story. When you have a plethora of Marvel movies kicking ass at the movies because they're following the source material. Okay, it's just common sense. It had nothing to do with the fact that there was a black guy in the movie, or an African-American, I'm sorry. Okay, but people were saying that everybody who hates this movie is racist. And that, no, that's not true.
The movie just sucked.
I saw it, I missed like 10 minutes of it, and usually when I do that, I'll go back and watch the movie again. Oh, I said, oh, hell no. I just wasted 2 hours of my life watching that movie. And I said this before. My stepsister, who isn't even like a really comic book fan, she came home and told me she renamed it the Fantastic Snore. And she's not racist at all.
And that was like the previous Fantastic Four. It was a guilty pleasure, as yeah. In, okay, they got the family feeling downright. They screwed up the origin. They screwed up Dr. Doom. Yeah. But they got the four right.
Oh, okay. And Taquit says, Fox released, right. They released the picture referring to the Fantastic Four to stymie Marvel Studios. If they didn't do it, Disney Marvel got the option back. You know what? If I was Fox, I would give them the option back. Because this is like the third Fox attempt at a Fantastic Four movie. And each time it's gotten worse than the last, than the previous attempt. Just give it back.
Like,
I mean, is it me, or have I not seen a Fantastic Four comic book at my local comic book store?
That or the cartoons? Hell, Herbie was even better. That says something. So, yeah, now it's happening with Ghostbusters.
But, you know what? If the ghost is really bad... This is going to make Judd Apatow look really bad. Because think about it. He's saying, no, it's going to be an awesome movie. It's going to be awesome, and you're going to love it, and blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? If it doesn't now, Judd Apatow, you just put your own head on the chopping block. So, yeah, Code Wars. I was never a Fantastic Four fan. Yeah, I read it when I was like 14. I read it for like 6 months, 7 months, something like that, and I just got bored with it after a while. So.
It had its moments going up and down.
Yes.
Just like, you know, any comic series.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah, Code Warrior says Doctor Strange looks like it might be something. I'm like, yeah, that looks very cool. Yeah, and Taki said even Judd Apatow hasn't made his hits recently anyway. So.
And it was like a friend of mine also read the same article and goes like, you know what I'm going to do? Yeah, I'm going to watch the movie. I'm going to torrent it.
Yeah, I watch it on HBO or whatever was on cable.
No, as in somewhere, you know, someone in China is going to take a smartphone, film it, and put it on a torrent website.
Yes, I see what you mean. Yes.
It's like, yeah, we saw the movie. We didn't give you one dime.
I refuse to. All right, hold on, I'm trying to post something here. Yeah, and for those people who have access to Facebook and want to check out the article themselves, on the Save CH Radio page where I post the link for this week's show, underneath that link I post, I'm pretty much posting the links for all these articles we're discussing. So, you know, don't worry about it. Now, did you hear my news before about Supergirl Season 1 DVD Blu-ray?
Yes, I did.
Okay, very good.
And I know what I'm getting for someone on their birthday.
You mean Sovereign Reign, maybe?
Yep.
I'm surprised she didn't run in. I gotta order that. I gotta pre-order it now.
Well, she probably already did.
That's true. But I'm happy about the Batman vs. Superman thing. June 28th, it's digital, and July 19th, it's going to be out. Well, you know who's ordering that after this show.
Yeah. Okay, well, enough controversy and people doubting their political views, courtesy of the Ghostbusters.
Yes, let's get back on track with some really good comic book stuff.
Yes.
Superhero them. So how about this? Let's do the game updates first, and then we'll get into all our comic book goodness.
We can do that.
Because it continued this week. That's all I'm going to say for now. You have to stay tuned. All right. First off, let's hit Heroes and Villains update number 182. For those in the Blog Talk chat, I'm going to post it right now. There you go. And now I'm going to read it. All right. This week, we've been doing some more work on our recently reformed basic power templates, using some of the earlier powers that we've been testing before and transferring them over to the new system. The current power type that we are The current power type that we are debuffs. Wow. That's what they wrote. I'm just reading how they wrote it. We've also been continuing to flesh out the game's backstory, including the wider universe, which we're developing alongside the more local backstory centers around Earth, and especially Titan City. Although we obviously can't create something with a volunteer team in less than 4 years that will have the same amount of complexity and depth as the traditional comic book universes that have had thousands of writers and artists working on them for decades, there are a few ways that we've been looking at that can give an impression, depth, and complexity to the backstory without needing to fall back on massive amounts of exposition or info dumps, which is not only poor storytelling, it's also very bad for creating good gameplay. Have a heroic villain this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. See, this is where they need to get their writing staff together and get a few editors together and have an editing staff and flesh out their continuity.
And we have a PSA from Code Warrior.
Oh, I missed the PSA. Tell my girl, don't do drugs. Stay in school. Yeah, okay, because I read that. Usually I could edit, if it's okay. I couldn't. I had that one sentence. I was like, huh? I had no idea what she meant by that. I'm sorry. I don't know what she was trying to say there. And I even read the story. I'm like, huh? All right, I'm just reading it as is. That's what happens when they do these things at 11 o'clock at night.
And now you know. Doom, 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 doom. Doom.
And knowing's half the battle. Okay, and City of Titans update. And by the way, that was update number 182. All right, she's had one bad one out of 182 of them. And it's only back to that one sentence. All right, one sentence out of all of them. Volunteer work. Let's give credit. Let's give them credit at least.
Okay, we can do that.
All right. So, now the City of Titans, they actually have a decent, good one this week, announcement. Okay, so what you know about the Deadly Seven. It's a fluff, it's a short fluff thing here. From Shadow Elusive. Let's see here, the Deadly Seven. Cape Chaser Summary. Proclaimed the seven deadliest villains in Titan City by Liege himself, the Deadly Seven spread chaos and woe in their wake. All succumb to the sins of the city. Legal status. The Deadly Seven are a group of villains, all of whom have taken at least one life. The individual members are under suspicion of murder or are accused of such. As a group, they have no legal status. Now, notable members. Liege is a charismatic leader. He's a mental manipulator. Pit Mulkus, M-O-K-A-S, a.k.a. Beatdown, strongman with a sadistic twist. Covet, said to have once converted a broken pocket watch into a lethal trap. Aspire, exact powers uncertain, possibly a form of mimicry. Abysm, able to create void spaces. That sounds pretty cool. Modal? M-O-D-A-L, I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. A completely unknown entity that has the ability to physically become what you desire or wish for. It is not known if this being is human or something else. Idol, able to slow time, which causes her victims to perceive her as being super fast. Okay, their stated purpose? To sow chaos and anarchy through the use of various vices. The ultimate goal is unknown. Their exploits. The Deadly Seven are currently causing seemingly random acts of chaos and strife around Titan City. Their leader's motives and reasons seem to be pure anarchy, but his confidence and demeanor seem to point to some kind of master plan. What it is, only he knows. Now the combat information. The individual members of the Deadly Seven are all lethal in their own right. Seeing more than one of them in one place is typically a prelude to massacre. And that, ladies and gentlemen, are your updates from the successor games for this week. I hope you enjoyed.
Yes, I did.
Thank you. I like that idea for that group. All right. So, shall we delve into our bag of goodies?
All right. Which way shall we go, DC or Marvel?
Well, Marvel only has the one from Marvel.
Okay.
Civil War number one.
Well, Civil War two.
Oh, Civil War two one. Issue number one. I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry. And let me get that out of my bag. You can hear my bag here. Yes, I actually have them in a bag of goodies. There we go.
Nothing from now, Valiant.
Nothing. I don't get anything. What, do you get anything? I don't get anything from Valiant. Do you?
No.
Okay. I know my old comic store, the owner. And his assistant, I don't know if it's girlfriend or whatever. Oh, nothing from Valiant? Oh, Valiant. Oh, that you mean. I did not see anything from Valiant.
Oh, you thought I said Valiant.
Yeah, I thought you said Valiant. I'm sorry. Hold on. Sorry, scratch that. Never mind that about Valiant Comics. Let me see here if I could find anything new. I haven't seen anything from them in a while, to be honest.
I think I may have in passing on Facebook. I'm double checking even as we speak.
Okay, thank you. I'm doing the same thing myself as your, because I'm trying to go. It's hard to. It's just weird how their website is set up. But just something. Wow, all the way back to March 2nd. No, there we go, June 1st. The game will not be Steam only. It will also be available through our website and other means. Let's see here. It also says the patch will emerge from May 31st. The alpha patch will merge game and website logins and allow investors to access their rewards in-game. Okay. Because on May 31st, also, they're getting ready to release the alpha patch and move to Steam. There will be a week or more of downtime in the next few weeks to prep. Okay. So I guess that's the big news from them. They're getting ready to go to Steam and the alpha.
Okay, so they're ready to take the big leap.
Yes. So that sounds very cool. Okay, there you go. That's your Valiant update. Happy now?
Anyway.
Happy now, Cold Warrior?
I believe he is.
Okay. Oh, I got a few people holding torches here now with me. Hold on. Let me go through the list on Paragon Chat before we continue. Yasashi Ray? Jack Victory? Hordax, Frigid Fighter, Takits, and Masked Aggressor. All nice line, holding torches together. Thank you guys for holding torches with me while we do the show. Oh, Takits says, looks like Pokemon. Yes, I found the update. Thank you, Takits. Yes. thank Code Warrior's happy. He says, nice. Thank you. See, I could do this. I'm not as stupid as we sound sometimes. God, I could fake my way through. I mean, I know what I'm doing. What are you talking about? All right. Enough of that silliness. Civil War II, issue number one came out. And at first, all right, we're going to give some spoilers.
Spoiler music.
I don't know. I don't know. What is it? You got this, like, this big cosmic event happening. And, you know, and it's kind of like, okay, what's going on here? And I guess you find out that basically all the Marvel heroes get together for this one and stop this huge celestial guardian thing, this invasion that's happening or is about to happen. And they're able to stop it because they find out the exact date and time that this thing is going to show up, and they're able to counter pretty much right away. So then Tony Stark throws a party for everybody, shows up, kind of like the thing at the Avengers Age of Ultron, the beginning. They have this big party at the Avengers Tower or whatever, and they're just hanging out, and everybody's having fun. And then finally, it's like, okay, so how did you guys know about this? And they introduce this guy, and it's like, okay, so how did you find out? How did you know? And he goes, well, I saw the future. And so all this happening. And Tony Stark is like, wait a minute. You saw the future or a future? Well, what's the difference? Well, you saw a possible future. Because we stopped it, that future isn't going to happen now. Am I getting this right? I'm doing this from memory. Am I getting this right?
Well, basically, the character in question found out he was an inhuman.
Right,
when the Terrigen Mist hits. And his powers kicked in when he was starting to able to see events that ranging from bad to catastrophic.
Yes.
The Inhumans found him, picked him up, taught him how to focus on his powers, and that's when the precog factor comes into play.
Right. And so Tony Stark starts questioning this whole thing. And this is where I think the Civil War II is going to be, you know, it's going to spawn off of this. So he's questioning the fact that, wait a minute, so we're just acting, you know, obviously in this case, I could see, yes, they had to act because how bad it was going to be. But now, basically the question comes into play, then you find out a few weeks later, Tony Stark is called in. Captain Marvel led the Strike Force team against Thanos. And you find all the... And he's like, well, what's going on? Well, what happened? Because there was... I'm not going to give a spoiler. Somebody died in the fight. And he gets all bent out of shape. Justifiably. And so basically he's like, so wait a minute. So you went there before the guy did anything and stopped him and had a fight, and one of them died and another one's in critical condition and he's flipping out about, now do you change the future or do you let it start to happen and stop it, right? I believe that's what they're arguing about, right? If I'm correct, or I could be wrong.
Do you lack a better way of saying it, do you play God?
Right, exactly. Exactly. Like, do you have a way of finding out a future and going in there? And what is your take on it? What would you do? Where do you stand right now? If you've made a decision yet, or if you've taken a
side? I haven't made a decision yet, but okay. I did see where the death in question could have been prevented. Now, since
yes.
you didn't want to do the spoiler, I can't really voice that opinion.
Okay, I'll tell you what. On count five, Mississippi. At the end of five, Mississippi, we are going to say who died. It'll take like 10 seconds. So when I say, I'm going to go five, Mississippi, spoiler now. Cover your ears, lower the volume for like 10 seconds, and we're just going to say who it is, okay? One, Mississippi. Two, Mississippi. Three, Mississippi. Four, Mississippi. Five, Mississippi. Spoiler. Now, lower your volume, and the person who died, Mad Viking, if you want to take it.
Is War Machine.
No! Okay.
And the thing is, in the beginning of the comic, War Machine went to Tony Stark and goes,
hey, how about an upgrade on this armor?
Yeah.
Sure, you got $4 million?
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I thought I got a friend that it was a discount.
So, in other words, you know, this is where he has to remember what he did.
But, you know, even after the event happened, he explains that, wait a minute, but the armor had this and that in it. You know?
Well, considering who he fought, you know, there's a good argument to it. But if that armor was never upgraded since day one.
Yeah, but he says here, the power to break the armor would have to be. How did the impact sensors not counterbalance? It must have been a force. How did this happen?
The person in question, he is a force.
Yes. So, of course, he goes looking for Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. Her explanation? Or the explanation? The mission went FUBAR. It just did.
That was a very accurate description.
Yes. Well, that's what I read. That's what I read it. That's exactly what happened. Basically, and it was just horrible. It was just, wow. And the person in question, we ambushed him. How? We knew where he was going to be, and we were waiting for him. He still thinks we have a cosmic cube on Earth, and he really... And Tony Stark, how? How did you know where he was going to be? Silence. Carol? And now she's thinking, looking back, what happened? And she finds us. Remember the Inhuman? The one who could? No. He came to us. He had a vision. You killed so-and-so. You killed as good as if you did it with your own hands.
And
so
that,
then he
like
goes,
I said.
What was the person even doing with you? What was he even doing there? And then she explains the mission came up. He was there with us. He volunteered. And Tony goes, I told you this would happen. I told you. And she's like, I'm so sorry. Knowing what we knew at the time, and then he goes, at the time, I do it again. That's, and so-and-so, you know that, so would, no, you do not say that name. And so he goes, well, did you at least capture him, the guy, the person? Is he in holding? We have him in a cell down below. Mission accomplished. Tony just gives her a look. And so Tony Stark storms off. Black Panther's like, where are you going, Tony? To make sure none of you ever play God again. And then somebody goes to Carol. It's our future, Carol, not his. Fight for it. And that's how Civil War II, number one, issue number one, ends. Oh, sorry, Cold War is falling asleep. Sorry, we're boring you. It's late for him. So that's what happened. That's how this Civil War begins. I guess, you know, the first one, I kind of had my side already picked out when it happened. But I also said I knew how it was going to end. But now this time, the X-Men are going to be involved. The Hulk is going to be there.
Oh, considering the other subplot, yeah, you'll be there real soon.
Yes. So there you go. I'm enjoying it. It's definitely kicking the ball. I have to call my comic book store tomorrow and say there's a couple of issues. I definitely want to get the Choosing Sides issue one and X-Men, the X-Men issue, the Civil War. I don't think I'm going to get all of them, but it should be interesting. Oh, I didn't read the X-Men issues. I didn't read Old New Wolverine or Old Man Logan. Damn it. But on to DC now, shall we? And the Rebirth.
Okay.
Let's see. We have this week, we have a Batman Rebirth. We have a Green Lantern's Rebirth. We have a Green Arrow. And I even got a Superman Rebirth.
Okay.
I am going to say this, though, after reading these, I'm pretty much like I told them I only want to get the Rebirth of the actual series and then read. I think I'm going to get all the Rebirths just to read them. Just so I have them all. Oh, also this week, I got from my library, I have now read trade paperbacks 1-7 of the Justice League run of the New 52.
I'm sorry.
It was okay. It's just, I'm going to spoil this. It was doing well. It was doing okay. And then there was a thing where the crime syndicate came to Earth, defeated the Justice League. Lex Luthor joins up. And there's supposed to be this big fight against the crime syndicate. You don't see it in the comic book.
Well, that's because of Dr. Manhattan.
But it's like, what happened to it? It just like, it wasn't there in the book. You know, I was scrambling online trying to see, did I miss a book somewhere? Was it like not numbered? It was like, it wasn't there. It was like, this is what they did with the storyline. It's like Lex Luthor's going to join up and he's going to fight the bad guys. And Cyborg, he's got the Metal Men and they're going to go fight the crime syndicate now once and for all. And next issue, it's like a month later.
Yep, that's where it went to the individual comics.
Oh, which one? Really?
Yep.
Oh, damn. And what was that story? What was that called, though? I mean, what was the storyline called?
Oh, I got to do research on that one.
I'll look it up. I figured that because I'm like, they just could not have done this. They had to do something. You know what I'm saying? They had to do something else.
Yeah, but let's go back to the Rebirth so we can catch up.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just do that. Let's because this is just annoying me now.
Okay.
Because I also got the Flash and I got the Green Lantern issues to read, but I'm definitely gonna purchase all the Batman stuff from the New 52. I think that's what I'm gonna do. Definitely do that. I've read some of them and I am happy with the Batman. But anyway, all right. Let's start with Batman.
And the reintroduction of what was long considered the D-list villain.
Yes. Calendar Man. Ooh.
Calendar Man, for the longest time, was a person who pretty much wore a calendar as a costume and had plus related to holidays.
Yes, including the Long Halloween, which I thought was a very good story.
Yeah, but overall, you looked at that and go, and this is the one comic while the writers took a break before they can get to the Penguin or the Riddler or the Joker.
True.
But now he's got a whole new power and a whole new twist.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I think it's pretty cool. What?
I mean, it's interesting. I'll give that one. I'm just going like, I never would have thought you would have pumped him up.
They pumped him up.
I mean, what's next? Tweedledee and Tweedledum? Dr. Egghead?
The Mad Hatter.
Well, the Mad Hatter, it was, you know, it's, to the old timers, it's kind of a personal fave.
Right.
And in the animated series, the fact that Roddy McDowell played the voice,
which I thought was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
But look at his powers. I mean, what the hell did he do?
Basically, he had a hypno hat.
Exactly. A hypno hat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, at least he didn't have a, a set of henchmen called the Cheshire Cat and the Mouse, the March Hare. Gotta give credit.
True. All right, so let's get to the nitty-gritty here. All right, so you got the Calendar Man, and somebody shows up, Bruce Wayne, and he thinks he's going to be the next Robin.
Well, that person was the leader from the comic book series We Are Robin.
Okay, I missed that series. I didn't even know that was a series. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And so,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
And so he heard about
lack of better, was saying a job application. There was no, I mean, that was pretty much, I came for the job app. I was like, okay.
I thought it was Batwing. I thought that's who that was.
Nope, he was the leader of the Robins.
Ah, okay. I did not know. I'm so sorry.
Is that right?
Okay.
There will not be a new Robin. I just don't know what they're going to call this one.
How about just Robin?
That I don't, once again, I don't know.
I don't know. All right, but anyway, he shows up and they start getting together. I just turned to Friday, if you know what I mean. That one page, they're like, good God, is he?
Yep. I guess we're not doing spoiler on this one.
Yeah, well, last week you did quite a bit of spoiler, so I don't know.
Okay.
Should we do spoiler? I mean, it's Friday.
Well,
we do
that spoiler? That one is a good read. You want to read that one.
Yeah, you, that's what it is. You want to read this issue. It's a very good. It's going to be, Scott Snyder helps write this one. But in this, he's passing on the torch of the Batman series to, last name is King, because I'm looking at the, I'm trying to remember his name. He's passed the torch on to Tom King. He's going to be the official new writer of the Batman series.
Okay. Now, with that, let's said for Batman for people to read.
Right.
I say
and,
it's Superman.
Okay. Let's see, but at the end of it, it does tell you, hold on. Yeah. And at the end of each one, there's a lot of advertisement. All right. So, right. So they want you to tune in Batman number one, which is going to be by Tom King and David Finch. And in August, you're going to get All-Star Batman number one. Scott Snyder's writing, John Romita Jr. and Declan, Shalvey are going to be the artist. So, John Romita, that seems like, John Romita Jr.? Holy shit, that's going to be a good one. With Scott Snyder writing it, I think that's... Because from what I've heard, like, other New 52, Batman was, like, the best, the only good thing worth reading every month.
Well, I mean, Batman was already gritty. How can you make Batman grittier short
gritty.
Of turning into a homicidal maniac?
No, I meant, like, great to read. Like, it was the only worthwhile thing of the New 52.
Well, as I said, they were trying to make everybody gritty.
Right.
It works for Batman. That's it.
Right. Green Lantern. And that's funny because you're saying gritty because I was reading what I got from Green Lantern when he was in the Justice League. He wasn't gritty. Flash wasn't gritty. Wonder Woman? Yeah, she's down dirty gritty from what I saw so far. Sorry. So, where do you want to go? All right. Where do you want to go next? Superman, Green Arrow.
Go to Superman.
All right. Go ahead. You may begin.
Well, Superman. The story on the Superman was basically the passing of the torch, as we mentioned last week. The New 52 Superman died.
Right.
Pre 52 Superman is being the plan to take over. This was the transition story.
Yes. Well, I think all the rebirth stories are like that.
Well, this one more in a different way because I also kind of saw the tongue-in-cheek of a serious it's a serious story, but I kind of saw the tongue-in-cheek of the old saying, in comic books, nobody's dead except, and we can't even say Bucky anymore.
Right.
The only one I could think of, like I said, was the original Dove. He's still dead.
Right.
So
you know you had a chance.
And, it was a case of, he'll come back. What do you mean he'll come back? I know. I died and I came back, so he died. He has to come back.
Right, eventually.
Then they try to find out, how did you do it? We went over here. Did this. Okay, we go over there. We do that.
Right.
Didn't happen. So, New 52
Superman staying dead.
I think that's supposed to be the symbolism of the New 52. It's staying dead.
And there was great joy amongst the crowd. Yay.
Da, 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 da. And it also, Lana Lang, I believe that. Yeah, that's her. She was there. I love the fact they go to the Fortress of Solitude.
So, it was, like I said, it was the transition part. And as much as serious as this they were trying to be, I caught the tongue in cheek.
You're right. Which I think you needed in that one with everything that just happened. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he died. So, well, that Superman died. So,
this is like, you won't die long. What?
No. Well, that's also tongue in cheek back to when Superman died back in 92. They said they originally wanted him to be dead for a year. And the problem with that was you have four Superman titles coming out every month. So he only stayed dead for like 3 or 4 months, if that. Because you had so many Superman stories coming out every month, you know, you could just hold off the death for so long. Had they only done, you know, one title a month, yes, then you could have kept him dead that much longer, which they should have done. So this way, when he comes back a year later, oh my God, it's been a whole year and he's back. Then it's like, it's only been 3 months.
Yep.
It kind of cheapened the whole thing, too. But, all right, let's go to Green Arrow. Only because we had mentioned this last week and the week before about the rebirth, something that's been missing from the DC Universe under the New 52 is Green Arrow and Black Canary. As a couple.
Oh, yes. As was mentioned several times throughout Rebirth, number one, Love
yes.
was missing.
Right.
And out of the DC groups, short of Superman and Lois Lane, the next one in line would be Green Arrow and Black Canary.
Quite right. Quite right. So here you go. Early in the issue, they meet... they meet in an alley. Something's going on there. I don't want to get into spoilers. He's helping a homeless kid. They wind up back at his apartment. They go back. They find this thing called the jungle, which is where a bunch of homeless in Seattle or whatever his city is called. They're living. They find out that this group is auctioning off homeless people for slave. To be used as slave labor or whatever else you want to use them for. They fight it out. And I am going to say something about the last page because this is pretty cool. Third to last panel. Green Arrow goes to her, and yet I don't even know your name. Dinah Lance, Oliver Queen. Nice to meet you, Dinah, dot, dot, dot. And she says what everybody's thinking, dot, 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 finally. And then it says the beginning. So there you go. Finally, they're back together. Or they're on their way to being back together. Finally, after 5 long years.
Now if Marvel can bring back MJ and Spidey like that.
They won't. They won't.
Okay, which brings us now to Green Lantern.
That's at the end. Two of them. Green Lanterns.
As focusing on the two new bloods of the Green Lantern, Simon Boz and Jessica Cruz.
Quite right. Number 5 and number 6.
Well, Simon Boz came from the New 52.
Right.
And Jessica Cruz came from the Crime Syndicate.
Which would be Earth 3?
Earth 3.
Yes.
So this was basically renewal. One of the other things I was kind of mentioned.
Yes. Well, please do. It's renewal. It's rebirth. It's romances. Love is in the air. renewal, all the things that the DC Universe has been. Basically, they're bringing back the soul of the DC Universe that, from what I've heard, has been missing. And in a way, I'm kind of glad I missed out on it.
And, I know one other thing that you're going to probably go to the comic book store for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Rebirth 1 now is in its third printing.
Wow.
Each one of them has their own different cover.
Oh, jeez.
So guess what you're doing?
No, I'm not going to buy all three. I'm happy. You know, when I collect these things, I buy them for the story. Okay? I really don't care about the special, even back in the day. I don't care about the hologram foil covers, you know, and all that crap that they were trying to do in the 90s. It was just give me the story.
Well, the thing is, it's like, the second one, I forgot what it was. So the third one is prominent Kid Flash reaching out.
Oh, that's cool. And it's only been a week, and they're on their third printing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they had this planned out already. Come on now.
Now, I'm trying to remember some of the other things that we are still waiting on to see what happens. Legion, one of my personal things.
Yes. Titans with Kid Flash.
Yep. And
Legion
Titans.
Yes,
with the majority of the Perez group.
Yes. I'm trying to think what else. Who else we're looking for?
Blue Beetle.
Legion of Superheroes. Legion of Superheroes, Blue Beetle. Ted Kord, Blue Beetle.
Right.
Titans, Teen Titans. Donna Troy.
With the Titans.
With the Titans. But is she back? I don't think she's back. Is she back in New 52?
She is back in Titans.
Okay. Okay, because I heard she was missing, so.
Oh, she was missing. Yes.
Okay.
She was lost, but now she's found.
Okay.
And we have Aqua Lad.
Okay.
Since now the original one is not just known as Garth.
Right. Aren't there two of them?
Well, Garth was the original Aqualad.
Okay.
And as stated in Titans Hunt, yes, you got to get all eight. I am no longer Aqualad. I am Garth.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, and also in the Green Lanterns, Hal Jordan shows up to train them. Because they're arguing and fighting left and right. And so basically he says, Jessica Cruz, Simon Baz, you both were chosen because you have the ability to overcome great fear. Better start acting like it. And then he does something really cool. He makes them each take out their lantern to recharge them. And basically he fuses them into one. So they have to work together because they only have the one lantern between both of them.
Interesting way to train them. So yes. Like, yeah.
Yes. So there you go. All in all, another fantastic week for the Rebirths. See, I don't know if people want us to give the full spoilers when we do this, or you know what I'm going to have to do on the Facebook page this week. I have to put a thing up. Do people want the full spoilers of the comic books or whatever? Let me try the NES. I'm going to type it right now. Trying to figure out how to type this in.
Well, like some things, you know, is going to be announced. Now,
right.
Going back with Civil War II, it was, whereas the first one we mentioned was not really prominent in the news, She-Hulk was.
Yes. Oh, that wasn't news about She-Hulk? Okay.
But It had also been hinted this was just more of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Cliffhanger. Because it has been researched. Yes, I have. It's just rather interesting that future comic covers have She-Hulk fighting.
That's what I'm saying, because right now it looks like she flatlines, but, you know what I mean? I don't know if she, you know what I mean? It's kind of, to me, it's like, okay, until she's dead, she's not dead.
Until Superman says he's dead. That's pretty
right.
much it.
Yes.
Superman is the ultimate bones. She's dead, Jim. She's not wearing a red shirt. She's okay.
That's right.
And while you're doing that typing,
yes. Okay, I just finished.
I think there's still one more coming.
Okay,
I found this out. It's like when you watch movies, at a certain point you start to pick up something.
Yes.
I noticed something with the Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
If they have a helmet, they die.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, Gimli didn't die, and he had a helmet.
Well, you know, that's the same thing with Scotty wearing a red shirt.
True.
He's the main character. Okay, he's safe.
Well, if we're going to compare that, then She-Hulk is like the Orion dancing girl. She's green. You can't kill her. She's, like, freaking super hot.
So, yeah, but like I said, you doubt me? Take a look. Start looking at the Lord of the Rings. First, prepare not to go to work.
Right.
We're talking 2.5 hours each movie.
Right. So just, you know, plan accordingly. Or just fast forward to the scenes when you see somebody with a helmet.
Mm-hmm. When there's a battle, you know, if they got a helmet, that's it. They're dead. It can be a half helmet, full helmet. Cover the face helmet. It's a helmet. You're dead.
That's true. True that. And I was going to say, I don't know. I got nothing else. You got me on that one. I take your word for that one. Try and see
like I said, if you want to look, go right ahead. Considering that there's 3 Lord of the Rings and 2 Hobbits.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, is the Hobbit a trilogy or a two-parter?
Which one? What was that?
The Hobbit.
It was a one. Oh, it was a 3 trilogy. They did a trilogy of that one.
Okay, so as of now, there's 3 Lord of the Rings and 2 Hobbits.
3 Hobbits.
Oh, the third one did come out.
Yeah, the Battle of the Five Armies.
Oh, that's right. This is what happens when you get caught up in trying to do a online Comic-Con.
That's right, yes. Okay, guys, one more bit of news I have here from Superhero Hype regarding Guardians of the Galaxy and the Thor movie coming out, if I may. And
okay.
Also, guys, I just posted on the Save CRH Radio Facebook page. That's what I said. Hey, guys, the last 2 weeks, myself and Mad Viking have been reviewing this week's comic books. Do you want full spoilers? No spoilers? Some spoilers. Be honest. We could do the full spoiler of the issues, or a partial, or just a, it was good, it was bad, etc. What do you think? How's that?
Yeah, that will, well, we'll find out.
If people answer.
It's Facebook. There's going to be at least one person.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. True. We could only hope. All right. So anyway, here's the details on Thor Ragnarok and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Let's see. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Production is already underway. But details are light on the 2017 sequel. Let's see here. We got some reports. Reports that Aisha, a.k.a. her/Kismet/Paragon, will be the antagonist of the film. which brings up a noteworthy piece of character trivia. Aisha was created by a group of scientists and named her as a replacement to their first experiment, him, which ended up being the superhero Adam Warlock. In the source material, Aisha would go on to seek out Adam Warlock. The pair could start a new perfect race of beings together. Could the film be setting up the previously speculated theory that Adam Warlock is Peter Quill's father, setting up the confrontation between Aisha and the Guardians? Now, in other media news, we do have some details about Thor Ragnarok, revealing that the quote-unquote road trip aspect of the film is regarding Thor's journey to find a weapon that could stop Ragnarok, which is the end of all things in Norse mythology. They also note that Thor will be sporting a shaved head for at least part of the film, and that Tessa Thompson's Valkyrie will have a very different appearance in the film from her comic book basis by decorating her face in war paint. Finally, it's noted that aspects of the movie will incorporate elements from the long-rumored Planet Hulk storyline, wherein Bruce Banner's green alter ego is battling it out in gladiatorial games. They reveal that Jeff Goldblum's Grandmaster will be the one behind these games, and that the Hulk will sport the fan-favorite armor from the comic book storyline. Guardians of the Galaxy Vol. 2 will be released May 5th, 2017, with Thor Ragnarok following on November 3rd, 2017. So there you go.
Did I hear right? Jeff Goldblum is the Grandmaster?
Yes, you heard that correctly. And even as I read it the first time to myself, I said, did I just read that? Say what?
I can see it now. It's like, Thor.
Yeah.
You're here to try and stop Ragnarok. I see what you're talking about. And you you brought a friend. You brought your big green friend here. Yes. So, let's talk. Let's see what we can do. Yeah. I can just I'm going like, wow.
Oh, okay. You know what? I mentioned this the other night on my other show. Big news, Dwayne The Rock, the wrestler of The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, he's going to be playing Doc Savage.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah, I'm still here.
The Man of Bronze. The Man of Bronze, Doc Savage. Not, well, that's only Doc Savage. Let's see. Yeah, that's the news there with that. Well, what is going on here? Hold on, I just opened the page, and I got this car commercial popping up all over my computer. So it's pretty much going to follow the books they're sending. So, the novels from way back when.
Okay, this is Hollywood. You will understand my skepticism when they say they're going to follow the storyline.
Yes. So there you go. That's all the news I have from comic books outside of, you know, well, that's all the superhero news I've got for the week. Sorry for that last one. I completely forgot about that one.
Okay. I've still got Jeff Goldblum in my mind. I'm going like, this is Marvel now.
Yes.
I mean, let's say they finally get the Fantastic Four.
And they do
Galactus. It's going to be Galactus. Christopher Walken?
I was just thinking that.
It's like, I come to your Earth to devour its essence. Wow. What a concept.
Yeah. That's okay. John Cryer is going to play the Silver Surfer. I can't impersonate John Cryer because I don't want to. I used to think he was cool like in the 80s. No, in the 80s, I thought he was cool. And then like the more I watched Two and a Half Men, I just got annoyed with his character. I really did. It was just, somebody shoot him.
At least he didn't say Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, no, I want him to go back. He's going to play Howard the Duck. He's got experience doing the voice of a duck.
We can't say where.
Yeah, I'm not doing advertising for them. But you get it. All right, we have just under 90 seconds. So, despite technical difficulties, we got through the evening pretty much. Thank you, Mad Vikings, for helping.
Well.
That's right. Where's so, again,
ring?
Guys, If you want to, go to Facebook, look up the Save Seahorse Radio page. Tell us what you think. You know, the last 2 weeks we've tried this, you know, reviewing some comic books. Let us know what you think. Do you like it? You don't like it? You want us to give full spoilers, et cetera? Because, you know, we do try to keep up on the games, on the successor games. Really quickly, any news from Champions Online, despite the Nightmare event still going on?
That's pretty much it as of this moment.
Okay. I do know they mentioned something today about a heroic pack coming out. The June gift was mentioned.
The June gift
box head?
Is the Kitsune head.
Okay, and that is for subscribers, gold to subscribers or
gold
lifetime.
Gold and LTS.
Yes. And the heroic pack is out. I don't even know how much that is. We'll have to look that up because we only got 10 seconds left.
So on that note,
Jesus told me summer block party July 2nd. More info on the Titan Network. We'll have that for you next week, people. All right. Wow. Well, great way to end the show. And with that, guys, we'll see you all next week. Thank you, Kentucky. I will look it up for next week's show. Everybody have a great week. We'll see you next week. Keep reading the comic books, watching the movies, watch some cartoons. Do something super heroic this week for somebody.
Don't wear a helmet.
That's right. Do something super heroic for somebody out there. Make a difference in somebody's life. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in to Save CUH Radio. Ah, I missed the buzzer. He just said, you missed the buzzer, though. Well, he missed the buzzer because he just told me at the last second. Well, he just, at the last second, he was, oh, by the way, like, huh? Why'd you wait till now to tell me? I could have mentioned that before. All right, let me go. Where do you say it is? Okay, more info on the Titan Network. Now I have to find this thing.
Yeah. Is there a show coming up? After this?
Oh, okay. Yeah, in about five. Well, we got about 10 minutes, I think. Okay, hold on. On the main page, you'll now find HERC, Hero Event Resource Committee, in the community area. Okay. There we go. I got it. Hang on. I'll give you the link. I'll post the link. Here, I'll post it in the chat room. And you know what? I'm going to put that up on the Save CUH Radio page.
There you go.
Right under the link for this week's show. So there, I
Well, considering that, a whole lot of people would be going like, what do you mean I'm a Trump supporter?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Summer Block Party, Saturday, July 2nd, 2016, Founders Falls, 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific or 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern. The Cape Radio will be there. DJ Phoenix, Games, Film Festival, and more.
Film Festival?
That's what it says. Tentative schedule. Costume.
You finally get
contest.
To see the movies in Atlas Park?
I guess so. I don't know. Well, it says here, tentative schedule, costume contest, swimsuits, and bikinis/hamkinis. Oh, good Lord. Live music, now fortified with the Cape Radio and DJ Phoenix. Makinima Film Festival.
Okay, they're going to YouTube.
Oh, okay. We're looking for volunteers to help with the event. Yeah, I'll read this next week during the. You know what though? I'm gonna pin that to the top there.
And just put a warning on the other one. The expressions made by this idiot was of this idiot as alone has nothing
yeah,
to do with ACOH.
Oh, the Jedi. Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can find. Where did I post that one?
Because I know those people go like, "What do you mean?" It's like I saw that one and I had to mention it. I was just going, "This is just sad."
Oh, sorry. Hold on. I put Judd Apatow's opinion to strictly his own. We here at Safe CUH Radio do not condone or necessarily agree with his opinions. How do I spell necessarily? Why can I spell that right?
Like I said, the views of this idiot are this idiot alone. N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y, I think.
Well, necessarily I-L-Y at the end.
Oh, okay.
Wait, isn't that how I spelled it? N-E-C-E-S. Oh, I put two C's.
Ah.
C's, one S. Okay, whoops. I'm so silly. Okay. So this is what I put. Judd Apatow's opinion is strictly his own. We here at Safe CBH Radio do not condone or necessarily agree with his opinions. There. Okay. Okay, let me.
Considering Tony V, sooner or later he's going to see that.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm just saying good night to everybody in Paragon chat.
Ah. Remember, friends don't let friends wear helmets.
Oops. I put you guys as one word. Oh, that's good. Everybody tuned in tonight. That's good. We're getting, because last week I was getting disappointed. We only had like three people in Paragon chat. I was one of them, and I think Dietra was the other. This week,
last week was also Memorial Day weekend, so I knew. You know, people were going to the scattered to the four corners of the earth.
Right. Oh, shoot. And I forgot to mention that. Remember, Thursday night, we're doing a show next week.
You did.
Well, I mentioned it earlier. Okay. Now, the week after, I might have to get an epidural on my neck, for my neck.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we probably do a show Thursday night 2 weeks in a row.
Okay.
Just for a warning. All right. So I think they're getting ready to come in and do another show. So let's get out of here, and I will talk to you later or tomorrow, because I will be here puppy sitting all day.
All right.
I want to get some things done in my room, cleaning-wise, reorganizing some stuff. And thank you very much, sir, for helping out tonight. Most appreciated.
No problem.
As always. All right. I will see you. Let me get out of the chat room. Close in the chat. All right. I will talk to you later. Have a good night. And, sir, Mad Viking, sir, you have the honors. Say good night to everybody.
Say good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.